Okay, everybody, Rebecca Folsom.
Thank you.
When you run with the gypsies, trust the road will be kind. Pack all your things lightly and leave the rest behind. Trust the soft bed will find you and you will be fed. Trust the stars to watch over and you will be led. The day the gypsies came to town, with billowing tents and bells and jewels spinning round, the fiddler played and invited me in, and with a warning said, my friend, when you run with the gypsies, trust the road will be kind. Pack all your things lightly and leave the rest behind. Trust the soft bed will find you and you will be fed. Trust the stars to watch over and you will be led. I left the innocence of home, traded comfort for the wisdom of the road. When I broke down in a deep and darkened place, I was shown love and given grace. When you run with the gypsies, trust the road will be kind. Pack all your things lightly and leave the rest behind. Trust the soft bed will find you and you will be fed. Trust the stars to watch over and you will be led. The smell of earth, the sun, street, sky, the changing winds that blow, a curious heart that is listening and finding beauty in the unknown. From rainy springs to leaves that fall, the twists and turns I've learned to embrace them all. We're all just travelers here with gypsy in our soul. We're passing through and letting go. When you run with the gypsies, trust the road will be kind. Pack all your things lightly and leave the rest behind. Trust a soft bed will find you and you will be fed. Trust the stars to watch over and you will be led. Trust the stars to watch over and you will be led.
Thank you.
Can you turn down my monitor a little bit? Thanks, bro.
So that song was a little about trust when you're on the road and dropping into all these different places. And I actually was on my way. Mark and I are from Boulder, Colorado. And I like how you don't even have to say Colorado, just Boulder. You know,
yeah,
where it is. And because it's weird like you guys out here, too. I mean, they say those, what is it, the keep it weird, keep Boulder weird, and Austin, and maybe it's Santa Cruz, I don't know. They seem like sister cities. But I was on my way, and I've been thinking a lot about songwriters and how we're like bees, that we're always cross-pollinating everywhere we go. As touring musicians, we're sort of picking up beautiful little things that we see, and we're writing about them, and then we sing about them in different places, and the songs are the honey. And I was on my way here on a little, you know, in the airport on a little bus, and I was kind of droning away like, oh, here we go, traveling. And I caught in the reflection of the window of the bus, this family behind me, and it was a grandfather and two parents and a little boy. And the grandfather was in a chair, and the little boy was holding his hand so tightly, and the grandfather was just grinning. Like, you could see the exchange that was happening in that moment was the sweetest thing in the whole world. And they got the doors open, they got ready to go, and the little guy hopped on his grandfather's lap, and they zoomed him out the door. And it was, I know I'm gonna write a song about that. So the cross-pollination will happen from there. So this one is, this is about the chapters in our lives and thinking about impermanence and how the wings of impermanence, how one side is beauty and awe at what this all is to be alive, and the other side is sorrow that it has to pass. And this is a song called This Won't Last Forever. Hearts get broken. First love will hit you hard. I was crying about some boy to my dad in his car. He tried to tell me there's other fish in the sea. I know it hurts now, but believe me, this won't last forever. Best let things find their way. There's a whole lot of love in this world. I'm just so glad to be here with you today. Well, my dad was right. I found a love that's true. It's always a gamble, but no one would ever bet on me and you. We found when hard times came, you held me close and called my name. Through the troubled times, this is what you say. This won't last forever. It's best to let things find their way. There's a whole lot of love in this world. I'm just so glad to be here with you today. We love for years, but now you're sick, you can't go on. We're praying, but we all know it won't be long, you'll be gone. There's a hole where my heart used to be. Can't stand your suffering. That's when you, my love, took my hand and said to me, this won't last forever. Best to let things find their way. There's a whole lot of love.
World.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. My mother-in-law is like, I hit the jackpot on mother-in-law's. She read The Power of Positive Thinking early on, and she's a California girl. She moved from New Jersey down to San Diego, and she always said, better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. So dear Myrtle is turning 101 next week. So The Power of Positive Thinking keeps you alive, keeps you going. And this next one is a frisky little number. This is a sing-along, so I think you guys got warmed up. You're probably good for sing-along. It's almost a little bit more of a yell-along, really. And all you got to do is yell out "Wild Women" three times when we give you the cue. So, sound good?
Guys, too. Yeah.
Guys, too, because guys appreciate Wild Women for sure. Yes, you know, I mean, think about what's going on our political stage. Well, don't think too hard about all that. I don't want to take it there.
I'll go there.
But, you know, we need every intelligent, yes, liberated, beautiful woman out there speaking her mind. So that's what I'm saying. And this is called Wild Women.
Thank you.
That's right. Wow, women are good for you. So this next song is the title track of my most recent CD, and I am an oil painter. That's actually what I went to school for, was to paint, and I graduated and then just started touring and sort of left it in the dust, and I'm also a published poet, and I always did my art separately. I would sort of take time off touring, and I'd paint and do a show, and this last CD, I decided to put them all together. And I thought it was a great idea. I would paint a painting and write a poem for every song. And I thought I'd be very orderly. I would do, you know, I'd do one thing and then the next. And instead, it turned into, I'm up at 4 a.m. because I turned 3 creative spigots on at the same time. And with my guitar on, painting at the easel and writing all at the same time, the muse just took me and said, here we go. And at the very end of it, my husband was like, you're not gonna do that again, are you? So 34 paintings later, and because the muse, when she tells you what to do, you must follow. And some of these songs, she would, you know, there was the dialogue of, you know, I'd like 7 little birds for that, or I'd like 3, a triptych of 4 foot by 5 foot paintings. So anyway, it all finished up, and the CD has a little poetry book inside it, and there are some out there, and the artwork is with it. And this is the title track. And this was inspired after I had the experience of asking my parents to show up for something, and which was a lot to ask because my parents had not spoken to each other in 32 years. And for some reason, that day they decided to show up, and they decided that that was it. They were gonna drop their war with each other, and they were gonna be in love and be loving. And I sat on the couch with my mom on one side and my stepmother on the other and my dad in front of me saying, that looks like a love fest, I wanna come over there, which was a very, very different paradigm than what I had lived with most of my life. And I just really felt from that, if they can do that, we can turn love on a dime, any situation, and to keep the faith for that. So I wrote the song Reunion. Oh, holy bond, father, mother, and child, if once broken, aches forever to be reconciled. Love is the door.
Hallelujah. In
Thank you, thank you. Mr. Mark Obringer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Grace Smith.